Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on 72B, talking about intention, one who intended to perform a permitted action. If one intended to pick up something detached and picked up something attached, Tosfos explains he did not realize that it was attached, or Rashi explains he was trying to pick up something else, detaching it, he is exempt. Rava says if he intended to cut something detached and he cuts something attached, he is exempt. Really talking about the idea of the intention of the matter, whether it be permitted or not permitted. So the idea here is thinking about what our intentions are. A lot of times, what I see from this is that a lot of times we have an intention, we have an idea, and we have a thought process, and we have a certain kavana, a certain intent of a matter. We want to go help someone, we want to go do a mitzvah, we want to go visit someone, we want to go do this or that, and a lot of times life gets in the way, or something gets in the way, or we're not able to do so for some reason, or for some inexplicable manner or inexplicable reason or time restraint. But the thing that we should remember is Hashem thinks about our intent. Hashem thinks about our manner and our thing. Hashem thinks about what we had in mind, what we wanted to do, but beyond our extent, we couldn't do so. Let's say we wanted to visit someone in the hospital, but because of our crazy corona times, we're not allowed to. Let's say we wanted to make a shivah call, but because of our crazy corona times, we're not allowed to. Let's say we wanted to participate in a bris or a wedding or one of those wonderful types of things, like a pidyon haben, but we're not allowed to because of the crazy times. If we had the intention, we had mind that we were going to do it if we could, and we tried to a reasonable extent to do so, but we couldn't, Hashem still gives us the idea, still gives us the manner, schar halicha beyado, like Perkov explains. If you went to the Beis Midrash but you didn't learn anything, schar halicha biyado. If you had intention to do something but you weren't able to do so, schar halicha biyado. It's as if Hashem gives you the intent. If Hashem gives you the reward for doing so. So don't get despondent. Don't get dejected. Don't get sad or disappointed because you wanted to do something but you can't do something. It's out of your hands, especially in crazy Quran times. Schar halicha biyado. Hashem considers the effect, considers the idea, considers the intent, and considers the intention as if you did go, as if you did get it accomplished. So even though we can't, good intentions do matter. Keeping in mind these things that we wish we could be a part of, that we try to be a part of, but we're not allowed to be a part of. Try your best to be a part of as much as you can, even with Zoom or Google Meet or calling people or trying to do so with proper social distancing, whether it be in the house or in the car or however do so. And you can remember that as Hashem says, Schar, and Hashem explains through the Gemara, the Talmud, and other resources and explanations, Schar Halicha Biyado, the intent is given to you, just like here by Shabbos. If you intend to do one thing versus the other thing, depending on the intent and how the action turns out, it's okay. So too, Hashem will make sure that you realize it's okay if you try your best to put your effort involved. The intent is there for you as well. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 73 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.